Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to be learning Micha, Perek Vov, the sixth chapter of Sefer Micha. We're nearing the end. Micha is only seven chapters long, so hold on, we're getting there. Let's learn this Perek. This Perek is so rich, so deep, it really requires much more than 10 minutes to learn. So I highly advise, as with any Perek of Tanakh, but especially this one, to spend a little more time on your own personal time to take a look at this. We'll try to do a quick summary, a general overview, some of the main issues, but there really is a lot more to discuss. This perek is divided, as many of these have been, into two sections. The first section, in fact, is the last part of the Haftorah of Parshas Balak, coming off of Perek Hay, and that runs from Pasuk Aleph to Ches. This is the more famous part of the perek. The second part of the perek runs from a Pasuk Tes all the way till the end to Pasuk Tes Zion. Let's take a quick look inside. So in the first part of the perek, the general summary is that Micha turns to the mountains and the valleys, and he enjoins them to participate in the judgment of Hashem. He says, Kum riv el es harim v'tishmana hagvois kolecha. Listen to the voice of Hashem. What are they going to do? He claims that he has been, that he says, Amin. Hashem demands from them, he demands an answer from the nation of Israel, what is it that I have done for you? And then he goes on to have a long list. I brought you out of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of slavery. I gave you Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And Balak planned to wipe you out, and I took care of his ill intentions, which the Midrash points out, the Gemara in Brachos points out, is that Hashem held back his anger all the time that Bilam was trying to find that moment in time to usurp, to create a curse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I protected you all these times. This is part of the reason why this area is, this section of Tanakh is used as the Haftorah of Balak, is because of these psukim. And after all this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is all the demand of Anebi, answer me, what is it that I have done for you? And Hashem finally concludes this section by saying, I don't want your sacrifices. Hayirtze Hashem ba'alfei ilim b'rivvois nachle shemen. Do you think I really need your offerings, your oil, your libations? You think I need that? You know what I need is I want to actually have yigid l'cha adam matov. I'll tell you what is good. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. What is that God really, really wants from you? Very important pasuk. Extremely important pasuk in Tanakh. Ki imasois mishpat, what I want you to do is justice, number one. Va'avas chesed, kindness, acts of kindness, number two. Va'atzne'a leches im elokecha, and walking in a modest way with your God. This is the first section. So again, he turns to the mountains and the hills, the mountains and the valleys, in judgment. He talks about all the good things that he has done for Klal Yisrael and how he does not want sacrifices. He wants these three things, justice, kindness, and tzniyos. So what is going on over here in the section? What is really up? So the first thing we need to think about is the mountains and the valleys. What is going on in the mountains and the valleys? So Barbanel says he is calling them into witness, meaning to say, see what I am about to call upon Israel for what they have done. But the Targum says something even more fascinating. The Targum says it refers to our avosana va'amosana, which means our fathers and our mothers, meaning these are metaphors for the matriarchs and the patriarchs of our people who are going to be called back to look at our actions and say, have we really been living up to what we're supposed to? And when not, then there's going to be an indictment against us. That's the first point. What is the general claim of Hashem in this section? What's really happening? What is this Anebi? You have to answer me to all these claims. So the Radak says, is Hashem is saying, look, well, look, what bad did I ever do to you? Did I overburden you with my commandments? Did I ever make it so difficult that you don't appreciate me, that you reject me? That's the general tone of it. Meaning, look at all these good things I did for you. I never made it difficult for you. But Abravanel says, no, it's not that. What he says is, look at all the good I've done for you. Look, I saved you from Egypt. I gave you prophets in the desert who looked after you and sustained you. I gave you the land of Israel. I gave you all these things. I protected you from Balak. But what did you do good for me? So it's not just a question of, why do you reject me? It's, I don't understand. How could you possibly morally not be responding to me in like terms like how much I have done for you? And the final pasuk, which on the section, which is the most famous pasuk, is the three things that Hashem wants from us. The Gemara Makos on Chof Dalet Amud Aleph tells us a very, very, very fascinating thing, and that is that we were given 613 commandments, but David HaMelech, Heimidom, Bo David Veheimidom, Al Achat Esrei. David HaMelech established 11 of them, and Yeshayahu then takes it down to 6, and then Micha, Bo Micha Veheimidom, Al Shalosh, that Micha, so to speak, summarizes the Torah in these three in this pasuk, which is, again, justice, kindness, and tznius, and modesty. What does it mean, Ashi? He summarizes. He's cutting out all the other 610. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi says no. This is where Rashi explains on that Gemara Marcos. He says, Shebitchila hoyu tzaddikim vayu yucholim lekabel ol mitzvos harbe. In the beginning, tzaddikim could perfect their lives with many, many different types of mitzvos. Aval doros achronim lo hoyu tzaddikim kolkach. Later generations, which is the generation to which Micha is addressing, lo yo tzaddikim kolkach v'imbol lishmor kulam ein lecho adam shezoicher. So not everybody could do that. Therefore, these prophets came and diminished them, the focus of these things. Still very hard to understand what that means. So I saw, actually, interestingly enough, that the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, in Prakim Nundala to Nunhe, addresses specifically this Gemara. And he says that what we're talking about over here is not that he is replacing or diminishing or shortlisting. What he's saying is what is the Torah system supposed to produce? What type of holistic person is this system expected to produce? And the answer that Micha gives to this is three things. If you're going to live a Torah lifestyle with all the commandments, the positive and the negative commandments, all the injunctions, all the restrictions, all the applications, all the expectations, you are supposed to turn into this kind of person. You're supposed to be a person who keeps justice, a person who goes beyond the letter of the law, who does avas chesed, as the Barbanel explains. And Hatznei Aleches Elokecha means that the belief system inside, even when nobody's looking, even when it's not justice or even beyond the letter of the law, is sound. Those are the three things the Torah system is supposed to produce. If you see a person who is not exemplifying these, even though they may have all the details, then perhaps they're missing the picture. That's what Micha seems to be saying. We close now the parak with the last few psukim, so from Apostle Tes to Yutes Zayin. In this section, he now talks about the retribution for those who are not listening. He turns to society and Yerushalayim, and he says, look, you are so corrupt, you are so invalidating the ideas of justice, that therefore he promises that they will invest and not be able to reap their rewards. So for instance, they'll eat, not be satisfied, they'll plant and not reap their crops, they'll press the wine and the grapes, the olives, and they won't be able to drink it, and they'll have children and lose them, Rachmana Litzlan. And he closes off by saying that you are carrying on the sins of Ahav and Omri, those are some of the earlier kings of Israel, who are bad kings of Israel, and that's why everything's going to be desolate. V'cherpas ami tisau, you'll bear the embarrassment of, or the disgrace of, my people. That's the conclusion. So just two basic points over here. These last three words of the parak, which is v'cherpas ami tisau, you'll carry the disgrace of my people, is actually a pivot down to the south, meaning, oh, southern kingdom, if you think you're so high and holy, well, if you're carrying on the same actions as the north, you're going to carry the same disgrace. Don't think you're going to get away with the sins they did not get away with themselves. That's how the parak seems to be ending. But what is this whole section? How is this section relating, this retribution section, relating to the first section? So Abba Rabanel says it's a one-to-one link-up. There were three things I expect from society, and those are justice, kindness, and modesty. Well, because you forfeited all of those, therefore you will lose out on these three things. For you're not expressing justice, you'll lose your ill-gotten gains. For not expressing kindness, you will not enjoy the blessings that you already do have. And for not expressing tznius, or a sound belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your hearts, then and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left the land theologically, you have abandoned Israel, well, Hashem will abandon you. So the way Abarbanel looks at this is the point of this entire perek is to show Hashem is involved in our lives, cares about us all the time. And if with that a principle, we need to look at the holistic perspective of history and our Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand in nature. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.